Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Much love to everybody listening all over North America. My people here in Atlanta with me. My people on the West Coast. My guy Rand listening in Hawaii. Thank you for calling up, Rand. All my truck drivers. People in cars, people in bars and restaurants and the hospitals and security and government, whatever the hell you're doing, thank you for listening. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He is in New York City. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can listen live on your local affiliate wherever you live. Sirius XM channel 158. And a smart speaker. You have one of those? Good. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And we've had fun already. Well, I don't know what's fun about the Chicago White Sox. Not a lot. 21-game losing streak. Tying an American League record. That's the type of record you don't want. We talked about Brandon Ayuk. Is he staying with the 49ers? Or is he being traded to the Browns? Or the Patriots? Or the Steelers? And then we talked about Team USA basketball. The United States of America, the men, they beat up on Brazil. I can't even say beat them. They beat them up. They beat them down. They beat them round and round. The final score, 122-87. They smashed them. Team USA basketball, the men will take on Serbia, led by the two-time NBA MVP and former NBA champion, Nikola Jokic. In Serbia, that game is on Thursday. If the United States of America wins, they advance to the championship game to compete for a gold medal against either France or Germany. And if Team USA basketball loses, well, they could walk away with nothing, or they could head into the consolation game, which nobody would care about. They'd walk away with a silver or a bronze. Hickey, that sounds dirty to even say. Could you see LeBron James accepting a bronze medal?
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Go ahead, finish.
That's not a sight that I can imagine. That'd be an awkward one for sure.
I could see Joel Embiid accepting a bronze medal like this.
Go right on the center of his mantle.
That I could see. He'd be like, hey, I don't got to go to no Eastern Conference, nothing. Now I got a bronze medal.
Yeah, who says I can't get a second round? Look at me. I'm medaled.
My God. Look at that. Could you imagine if France, and they're still alive, they're going to take on Germany. Could you imagine if France goes further than he does? You feel like a real loser then, wouldn't he? Right?
He will not hear the end of it. Those French fans, God. I'm sure, if they lose on Thursday, I think everybody in that building for Saturday's bronze medal game, if that's what the U.S. is in, if they lose, I think everybody France-wise would buy tickets just to boo them and laugh at them.
I don't know what the na-na-na-na-hey-hey. I don't know what that is. In France, it could be the same exact thing. they should just yell at to him the whole game and with his name. So even if he's on the bench, he knows it's for him. That guy is he's an interesting fellow, right? Like, he's not a bad guy. He doesn't bother anybody, doesn't say anything. But he says some quirky things here or there that doesn't help his cause. He's always hurt. He's always injured. And yet, when he can actually play, he's one of the best basketball players on earth. A dominant basketball player. He is just he's like the Riddler for basketball. You have no idea what you're going to get from the guy at any given time. So we'll see what the U.S. does against Serbia this upcoming Thursday. I cannot wait for that. And Hickey, before that game started, just by happenstance, because to be honest, trying to keep up with all of the Olympic events sometimes, it's so much. Remember, there used to be a point in time where it was only on television, and if it wasn't on TV, you missed it?
Like live, you're saying?
Yeah, like it was only NBC. And
right.
If NBC was not broadcasting whatever the hell it is, that's it. But now with Peacock and all the channels, and Olympics is on USA, it's on E, it's on every station in the family. Like, every event is televised. It's like sensory overload. I had to scroll a million times to find USA versus Brazil, man. So there's just so much going on.
You're right. Yeah, it is a lot to keep track of. Have you watched, like, the quad box at all?
The who?
The quad box on Peacock for,
no.
You know, four events at the same. It's actually pretty cool.
It's like different events, like wrestling in one corner, track and field in another, basketball, shooting, like four different things on one screen.
You know it. I had today table tennis.
Oh, my God.
There was the Serbia-Australia game in one box. Oh, there was, I think, beach volleyball, maybe.
That must have been at 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, it was early.
Oh, my God. No, yeah. I couldn't do that.
No. Not
no.
For you? Not that much sensory overload that early in the morning for you?
I barely want to watch four NFL games at one time. It's like, what am I doing? What is that thing called on YouTube now? It says a Sunday ticket?
Yes.
Hickey, I go, okay, I got one game on the big screen, and I got another game, two games on my tablet, and I'm going, now which one of these games is a complete waste of my time? And then I leave. And then I go, now I'm watching two games. Every now and then I'll check the scores, and I go, okay, now I could switch around. Like, I don't want to watch four football games at one time. How? Unless I'm gambling? Is that not the only justification? Unless you are making money. Unless you're making money. Why am I watching? I want to watch one game, be intently involved in it, and that's it.
I would agree. And even, like, from the gambling aspect, like, you can have money on four games. It's almost impossible to pay attention for every snap and kind of know where your bet is going, good or bad, when four games are on at once. Maybe you got, you know, another player in a fifth game that you don't have on the screen. Like, I would agree. Like, the 1 o'clock NFL Sunday slate, it's great. Don't get me wrong. Not complaining. But it is almost, it feels like so much that it's almost impossible to actually know what you're watching or process it. Where it's almost like you need a day to be like, oh, yeah, that happened. Or, oh, wow, that's a like, it's just so hard to keep track of everything going on in that 7-8-game stretch that, you know, is going on at the same time. It's crazy.
We need an expert opinion. We need to find, does Ipe Mizuhara, can he take phone call? He's locked up, or is he free right now?
I think locked up, but, I mean, I'm sure he has phone time.
We need to ask, hey, man, no, but he didn't bet on, did he bet on NFL or just Major League Baseball?
No.
Basketball, right?
He apparently bet on everything but baseball, but he also bet on everything poorly because he lost so much money. So,
oh my God.
I'm not even sure if he's the one we want to talk to because clearly whatever he was doing was the wrong strategy.
So, Ipe, what were you doing on Sundays? did you have Sunday ticket? Were you watching two games or three or four? Like, what was your strategy? As you laid down all this money with the illegal bookie. And Ipe, we got to read the court papers. That's what we have to do, Hickey. I'm going to make that homework for the weekend when I'm bored. So we'll look into that. But one thing I will say I saw earlier today, what's this guy's name? Is it Hoker, that guy?
Yes.
The American dude with the long blonde hair?
Yes, Hoker.
The 1,500 millimeter race. I think it's like four laps around the track. It's like one guy from the Netherlands that was destroying everybody. And then I think it was a Brit came behind him. And then the American guy came out of nowhere, this guy Hoker. And he smoked them. And I'm like, well, damn. That was actually a very good race. Did you see that?
Yeah, that actually, right before I left my apartment to come here, I watched it because I watched the prelims the other day. I'm like, oh, I know some of these people, at least from just watching the other day. I'm like, let's watch it. Yeah. And yeah, like the race was great, but I almost felt like the announcers like missed it because like it wasn't until the last second, like, oh, here he comes. Like he was kind of there making his way up. At one point, he's like on the inside and they're just talking about the two main guys. And all of a sudden, boom, kicks in overdrive. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was fun. We got to wait two more days for a Noah Lyles to go at the 200 meter. It is, we're running out towards the end here. I can't believe it. The Olympics, I think the closing ceremonies. Yeah, it's Sunday. Damn, that was fast. We like basketball is on the last day. The championship is Saturday. And then we blink. Like Djokovic, did you watch Djokovic win on Sunday? I watched that. Did you see that?
No, I missed that one.
Yeah, see him. He beat Alcaraz. He was crying. He was shaking. You know, for a guy who talks so much crap, I guess he is human. He won the gold. He's never won a gold medal. We don't know how many more years he's going to compete. By the time the next Olympics comes around in L.A., Djokovic will probably be done. He's 37 years old. He was out there shaking. And, you know, speaking of shaking, another competition in the Seine River is done, okay? It is. That dirty-ass water that they spent, $1.5 billion to clean up. Olympic marathon swim test run is canceled over water quality concerns for the Seine River. Uh-huh. World Aquatics made the decision to cancel the exercise at an early morning meeting. This is bad. There's no good news coming out of this. Belgian triathlete gets sick after competing in the Seine River. Seine River appears to claim another Olympian. A Swiss triathlete has stomach infection. Oh, my God. What are we doing here? Adrian Briffard of Switzerland suffered a stomach infection following the men's event that took place last Wednesday. Officials confirmed the sickness. Hickey, they said it was impossible to say if the Seine River was to blame.
Yeah, there's just no way knowing, right?
I mean, maybe it was maybe it was some of that food in the Olympic Village.
Was it the baguette?
I think that might be the safest thing to eat, right?
Come on.
I don't know, man.
I guess technically they have to say that, but I mean, wow. What are we doing? How's that, like, imagine being an athlete, train all this time, Olympics come, and you can't compete because of the water quality. He's so pissed.
I need to look this up, but when they have the Olympics in Los Angeles, I mean, the LA River doesn't even exist. Just like a trickle. It's like three drops through the city. I guess they're going to be in the ocean. I don't know. I guess you can do that, right? People are swimming in that ocean water all the time. The Pacific is better, right? This is the river. We don't put trash in the Pacific. Only drugs flow up there, I think.
Yeah. No, I think you're right about that. Yeah, I guess you don't have to be in the river, right? You could be in the ocean. Yeah. I think it's safe to say the 2028 Olympics will have open water swimming, right? Triathlon.
If Los Angeles still has water by 2028. That's
true. You always go to the Colorado River, maybe.
That's another. Oh, yeah. You know what?
Yeah, you know, they're doing softball in Oklahoma City, so might as well just outsource the swimming too.
I didn't. Excuse me, say this again. What?
Oh, did you see where softball is being held?
Oklahoma
City, which is a little closer than the surfing competition that was just going on in Tahiti, 21 hours away. Wait. So at least the Olympians for softball will be in the same country as the Olympics.
Could you imagine? I mean, who's playing softball? I mean, what? South Korea, Japan, right?
Japan, you would assume Korea.
Right. South Korea,
thank you.
Yeah, didn't they screw up I think they screwed up the national anthem between North and South.
No, really?
I think they did.
They played the wrong one?
I think they did.
How do you even have that one in the system?
Somebody used Google.
Oh, jeez. That person's getting fired. My goodness.
Could you imagine coming over from Japan to participate in the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles? And you're just like, oh, my God, we're going to go to L.A. and be in America. And it's like, hey, dump you in Oklahoma City. Nothing wrong in Oklahoma City, but it ain't L.A. Damn. Make them stay at that haunted hotel that they got out there. And that's rough. I can imagine they would utilize, you know, maybe Lake Tahoe has to get used for something, right? That's not that far.
True. That's very scenic, beautiful, maybe like canoeing.
That would be absolutely amazing. I'm going to look that up. Look that up, because the Seine River is giving Seine River is giving Paris a bad name. I thought the Hudson River in New York had a bad name, but the Seine has just it's taken it a step further. Let's see if any of these athletes turn into mutants between now and 2028. Good luck to them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, no more mutants. We're going to talk about quarterbacks. Lamar Jackson, maybe he's a mutant. That guy's a freakish athlete. We're going to get into the AFC North, because when you think about it, there's so many quarterbacks in the division with something to prove. And they've even undergone some changes. Lamar Jackson has lost some weight. The Steelers got two quarterbacks. You think about Burrow coming off of an injury. You think about Watson coming off of an injury. And these two teams, or these four teams, are just going to bust each other's heads in. Get into the AFC North at the top. Well, as a matter of fact, the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy the Rinse Straight.
Every now
wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Now, before I get into some AFC North talk with you, I need to let you know about the Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly sponsors and serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Mets pitcher Sean Manaea used to have that big old hair. He mowed down the Cardinals hitters on Monday afternoon. He struck out 10 batters over 7 innings. The New York Mets, they won 6-0. Over Manaea's last two starts, the man with the big left hand, he has struck out 21 batters, has not allowed a run. His ERA on the season is now 3.30. The best offense is a good defense, or at least a great pitcher. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And Speaking of, you know what, let me get into that in a second. Speaking of defense, the Browns, their defense helped keep them alive last year. That and Joe Flacco, who is now a member of Hickey's Colts. Hickey, he's going to play how many games? How many games?
Zero.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll let you hold on to that one. Either way, Deshaun Watson is back, along with his busted up, broken shoulder from last year, which is hopefully healed, that he can add a little bit more oomph to everything that the Browns are going to do this upcoming season. And so there's been a lot of news coming out of the AFC North as it relates to their quarterbacks. Let's really think about this. You got Deshaun Watson, who, thank God, people aren't talking about, well, not thank God, but we don't hear about his past with the massage women, masseuses. We don't hear about that anymore, which I guess is a good thing. At least if you're Deshaun Watson, it's a good thing. You're not hearing about his shoulder. You're not hearing concerns about whether or not he's able to go. The man is hoping that the last past several years are just behind him. The Browns are hoping that he can lead them into the postseason. That's just the Browns. Even though right now there's conversations about whether or not the Browns are going to end up with Brandon Ayuk and whether or not Amari Cooper is going to be ending or finding his way out in San Francisco. A lot going on with the Browns. Let's also now go to another team. Speaking of injuries, if this guy's not going to a Super Bowl, if he's not ending up as like an MVP candidate, this guy, he's hurt. His name is Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow recently sat down and did an interview on Up and Adams where he talked about not his injuries. I mean, the guy had a busted up wrist to end last season. He had a calf issue to start last season. His rookie year, he blew out his ACL. The other year, he was actually healthy. The guy helped this team, you know, go to a Super Bowl where they beat the Chiefs to get there. He has a 3-1 record against the Kansas City Chiefs. And so Joe Burrow, who's now walking around with a blonde buzz cut, I guess he's bored. He was on Up and Adams and he explained why he plays so well against Patrick Mahomes.
I think you got to go out and not be scared to make mistakes. You got to go out and make plays because you know he's going to go out and make plays, and that brings out the best in me. It's always an exciting challenge when we go against each other. It's an opportunity every time you go against him too, because you know all the eyes are going to be on it.
Now, Hickey, I know he's supremely confident. This is a guy who threw what like 71 touchdowns to win a national championship. Like, this guy is serious business, and he's a good player, but he doesn't sound all that confident. Like, he didn't want to answer the question, or he didn't want to gloat too much, I guess because he didn't win a Super Bowl. It just, his answer was just, why am I answering this right now?
I think, though, if you're a Bengals fan, maybe an NFL fan in general, that's like the answer you want, where it's almost quiet confidence. Like, I don't have to tell you how good I am or tell you how well I'll play against Patrick Mahomes. I'll just do it. You know, we've seen a lot of people, you know, the Raiders being the latest example of mocking, talking crap, maybe trying to talk down Patrick Mahomes a little bit. And so far up to this point, that's not gone very well for anybody trying to, you know, talk crap against Patrick Mahomes. Joe Burrow, look, the record, like you said, proved it. He's beaten him to go to a Super Bowl before. I think if you're Joe, you let your play do the talking. That's how more I took it than, let's say, uneasiness about his ability to beat Mahomes later this year, and then maybe if they meet again in the playoffs.
Well, I mean, even in that AFC championship game, Patrick Mahomes was running around on a bad leg behind a crap line at the time. And he still threw two touchdowns in that game. And Joe Burrow, this guy went out there and threw two interceptions. And, I mean, this goes back to what we discussed yesterday about the NFL top 100 list as voted on by the players. They had Tyreek Hill at number one. They had Lamar Jackson behind him at number two. Christian McCaffrey was three. And Patrick Mahomes was four. And at least in the case of Joe Burrow, maybe he's smart enough to go, man, I haven't won a damn thing. I mean, in the time that I beat Patrick Mahomes, he actually outplayed me on a bum leg, and I still didn't win. That was a Super Bowl where the Bengals went out there and lost to the Rams. Like, the Super Bowls do all the talking. There's a reason why, you know, Tom Brady, you don't have to say anything to anybody. He can just lift up his hand. He has to lift up two hands. Them big old gigantic rings, they do all of the talking for him. And we had a caller. I think it was, Rand from Hawaii. He was asking me about some of the top competitors and teams in the AFC that could, you know, maybe move the Chiefs the hell up on out the way. You can't ignore the Ravens, right? They were right there in the AFC Championship game against Patrick Mahomes. And all of a sudden, Lamar Jackson, everybody's trying to figure out, why the hell is this guy throwing the ball? Like, at what point did Lamar Jackson become Dan Marino? Like, why is he out there trying to let a rip against Patrick Mahomes and they lost? And Lamar Jackson was actually healthy. And Lamar Jackson, sick at the beginning of training camp. Nobody knows why, again. And here he is. He's lost weight. And so he got that question because there's nothing else for the Ravens to do but go to the Super Bowl and win. And so Lamar Jackson was chatting it up with CBS, and they were like, bro, why did you decide to lose all of that weight? Listen to this.
You slimmed down 2 years ago. You.
I was fat to me. I felt like I was fat. I just saw a video from 2 years ago of the Browns, and I looked it like out of shape.
Yeah,
what, but like, I was in shape.
You watching you run? Like, did you feel slower? Did you think that you look slower?
Oh, my eyes might be deceiving me, but I believe I looked a little slower to me, but not now.
Why did you decide to slim down? Was it simply for the speed element?
Just so I can move around without getting fatigued. That's all. I don't know if I was getting fatigued last year, probably if I get a first down, but I don't like getting caught if I do decide to run, so. Yeah, it's part of it.
You know, we get a little slower as we age. You don't think it has anything to do with age?
No, not at all. No, I'm only 27. I'm still young. Definitely don't have anything to do with age.
Okay. All right. That's nice. I'll give him a few more years. I give him about three more years. 3 more years, that's going to catch up to him eventually. I like it. Funny conversation. He's a funny guy. Well, you would think with the running back helping him in the backfield now, Derrick Henry, he might be able to add a few more years or a season or a couple more plays just onto his body for a season. Maybe it'll help him stay healthy. Derrick Henry, the new running back for the Baltimore Ravens. He talked about Lamar Jackson, and he couldn't stop talking about what this guy can do, not just running the football, but throwing it as well. He also talked to CBS.
This is the type of leader he is, and what he commands out of guys, the way he works, and you know, you see it how you see it in games, because he does it out here, you know, constantly, and you know, it's just a very cool thing to see, you know, the dynamic player he is, but his arm talent is through the roof.
Yeah,
you know, and I was just like blown away some of the throws he's made out here through camp and in OTAs. His arm talent is with the best of them for sure.
And he's certainly gotten better as a passer over the past few years. I mean, Lamar Jackson got drafted and people are screaming, oh, my God, he needs to go out there. He needs to be a running back. Oh, my God, he needs to go out there. He needs to not throw. They need to make him switch positions. And it's just like, can we relax for a minute here? The guy has 2 MVP awards. He could potentially win another one. Would anybody be shocked if he picked up another MVP over the next few seasons? The answer is no. And he's a ridiculously dynamic athlete, which makes it even laughable. I'm being joking a little, being a little facetious. It's hilarious to hear him go, oh, nah, people, I don't need people catching me when I'm out there on the field. I didn't like people catching me. Like, how much faster are you trying to be out here? You already get the ball. This man makes strides and cuts effortlessly. It's like watching a video game with Lamar Jackson out on the field. And, you know, that reminds me of another team in the AFC North. Let's go to the Steelers. They bring in 2 quarterbacks with something to prove. You got Russell Wilson, and you also got Justin Fields, who they got over from Chicago. Justin Fields, his whole existence now in the Steelers is to utilize his athleticism to help him score the ball. He has to, I don't even want to say share the wealth with Russell Wilson, but his job is, hey, you got the ball, do something fancy with it. And that's the expectation there. Arthur Smith, the new offensive coordinator for the Steelers, former head coach, terrible head coach for the Atlanta Falcons, he spoke to the media last week, and he said, yeah, Justin Fields, the ball in his hands, magic happens.
So I think Justin's done a fantastic job.
You know, he's a dangerous football player with the ball in his hands. And so it allows you to get creative and, you know, maybe you change up a little bit of the defensive game plan. And he's done a good job. And for all our players, a wideout, quarterback, tight end, fullback, whatever, H, we need to play their strengths. And certainly he adds a different element.
Man, the AFC North is so difficult to call. There are so many just interesting qualities about the quarterbacks. The Ravens and the Bengals have the best QBs, right? Deshaun Watson, you would hope that if he's healthy, he can step into being one of the best quarterbacks. The Browns defense held it down last year. Myles Garrett ended up with the Defensive Player of the Year award, whether you thought he deserved it or whether T.J. Watt deserved it. I thought T.J. Watt was going to get it. And in the Steelers, they got two quarterbacks, which would lead you to believe that they're probably going to be the worst team here in the AFC North. But Mike Tomlin doesn't know what a losing season is. This might be the first time that he faces one. The Bengals are the Bengals. Am I supposed to trust them? I would say the Ravens end up number one in the division. The Browns end up number two. The Bengals and Steelers fight it out for three. Hickey, what are your thoughts on what this division is going to look like?
I still like Joe Burrow and this Bengals team a lot. When he's healthy, they win. So as long as he's healthy, I think the Bengals do win this division.
Whoa, over the Ravens.
Yes.
Damn.
Yes.
You don't trust Lamar's going to like pull a fingernail or something?
I mean, I think he'll be fine. I mean, I hope not. Like, but he does kind of with Joe Burrow have a track record of not being able to stay healthy. The tricky part is I like the Browns a lot. Their roster is so good. And obviously the biggest question mark is Deshaun Watson. Can he get back to the level he played in 2020? I mean, that's getting further and further away now from that time. But it's like if they could stay healthy, like this is a team that like they truly can win the division. I'll go Bengals, Ravens, Browns within like two games of each other. And then I think the Steelers are a clear four.
Damn. We're gonna get a lot of funny Mike Tomlin quotes then, aren't we?
Oh, I think we will.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to that. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Simeon is calling from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Simeon? Hey, Simeon, you're live on the radio. Going once, going twice. Simeon is gone. Anyway. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, all right, we talked about how much fighting they're going to have in the AFC North. I'm going to tell you about the New York Giants and the Lions today, who keep on fighting, and it's only practice. They got a preseason game on Thursday. Can't wait to see what that looks like. We're going to hear from some of the participants. New York Giants are fighting for one reason, and the Lions, well, they're fighting to get to a Super Bowl, even though that still sounds crazy. We'll talk about that on the other side.
As a Ford owner, there are lots of choices of where to get your vehicle serviced. You could choose to go to their place, the local dealership, your place, home, apartment, or condo, your workplace, even your happy place, like your cottage on the lake. Go to your Ford dealer or choose Ford Pickup and Delivery to have your vehicle picked up, serviced, and brought right back. Or choose mobile service, where a technician will come to you and do routine maintenance right on the spot. Both are complimentary and depend on your location. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit Fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease, really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we talked about the AFC North. So many question marks. Will the Ravens get back to an AFC championship game? Will they advance past that? Is Joe Burrow going to make it through a season to go back to a Super Bowl with the Bengals? What the hell is going on with the Steelers and their quarterbacks? Two of them, Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. And if you take a look at the Browns, Deshaun Watson, how's that shoulder going? Or are we going to see Jameis Winston? Sign me up. I need Jameis. I need celebrations. I need funny commentary. I need to hear Jameis Winston. And the only way we'll hear him is maybe at the end of the season if the Browns are just beating up on teams and Deshaun Watson gets a rest or if he gets hurt. Either way, we need to hear Jameis. He's absolutely hilarious. It wasn't a funny matter today. Not in East Rutherford, New Jersey, home of the New York Giants. As the Giants and Lions continued on with their joint practices ahead of Thursday's game, preseason game, in New Jersey. Now, we know the Lions are trying to go to a Super Bowl. The New York Giants are trying to prove that they're not just some pushover joke of an NFL franchise. And so this is a good measuring stick for the New York Giants to actually go out there and prove that they're not just a bunch of bums, especially with their newly drafted wide receiver and Malik Nabers. Everything that you are seeing, everything that you are hearing, everything that you are reading, and I've seen some of the video. You saw the video in college, but now you're seeing it against pros in practice. He's lighting people up. He's jumping over folks. He's diving through people. He's running past them. And then he's slapping people in their heads and he's starting fights. You got to like this. Hickey, I think he might be the most popular receiver in New York right now. He hasn't even caught a pass in the regular season.
You know what? You're not wrong. I mean, the bar is, outside of Garrett Wilson, the bar is very low, but he right now is making the most of it. Ironically enough, after getting drafted, everyone thought, oh, he looks miserable. He doesn't want to even be there. Now he already is, I guess you could say, making bonds with his new teammates.
He has an opportunity to own New York as the biggest wide receiver. Look, Garrett Wilson, what he does with Aaron Rodgers, we have no idea. But Garrett Wilson is not as physically imposing as Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers looks like he will go out there and abuse the opposition. And so he got into a fight with Kirby Joseph from the Lions. And then afterwards, after everybody was pushing and shoving and everybody spoke to the media, Malik Nabers, he spoke to the folks, the media, and he just explained what happened. Listen.
It's hot. We competing. Stuff like that's going to happen. It's football at the end of the day. He did, but I'm not going to repeat it. The competitive me and Arnold, you know, we talk almost every day about just competing, how great we want to be. So it's nothing against him. You know, he's my brother, so I'm going to give him the work he needs. He's going to give me the work I need. But it was just I was tapping him on the helmet. Good play. That's all it was. And then, you know, somebody comes up, running up to me, said a few words, and rest is that.
He's talking about Terrion Arnold, who's also a newcomer now into the league. The Lions selected him in the draft this year out of Alabama. And these two are familiar with each other because, quite frankly, they both came out of the best football conference in the land, the SEC. We'll see what Malik Nabers continues to do here in practice. Can't wait to see what he does in the regular season. Maybe he, like Saquon Barkley, will save the ass of Daniel Jones in the regular season. If Daniel Jones can show up and stay healthy enough to go out there and compete. Malik Nabers was also asked, man, you've been giving these defensive backs the work. Are you proud of what you're doing? You got these guys frustrated. Are you proud of that? Listen to what he said.
No, at the end of the day, it's all about me, really. It's not even about them. It's about what I do when the ball is in the air and what I do about you know, having that mindset of catching the ball, getting as many yards as I can, helping my team win. So what the defense got going on, it doesn't look at me.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Someone who you pay attention, but you don't care about what somebody else is doing. You do what you need to do, and everything else falls into place. We got too many people running around worried about what people are doing to try to stop them and slow them down. If you're doing what you need to do, everything falls in place. Somebody who wasn't happy with all of this fighting is the man who you thought would absolutely love it. It's Dan Campbell. He spoke yesterday after the first fight with Daniel Jones. Dan Campbell actually told everybody, he's like, man, there's too many of these fights. What?
I mean, certainly too much. You know, when you have to stop practice that many times to reset the drill and load it, it's a waste of everybody's time, you know? And look, I don't want those. That's not what it's about. And I know Dave's doesn't want it. We've talked about it, you know, addressed it with the players. And, you know, that's part of the balance is, man, how do you really, really push yourself to compete at the highest level, but you got to keep your composure.
Oh, come on. You know what's stupid to me? The fact that NFL players will still throw punches while they're wearing helmets. Like, what are we doing here? And I know even they're wearing these guardian caps now. Like, what? If you're going to punch somebody, Hickey, am I wrong? Body shot, right? Punch them in the ribs?
Well, now those guardian caps can protect your fist.
Oh, man.
You're going to do even less damage to the head than you would with a helmet on, but God. At least you're not breaking your hand like you would otherwise.
Throw a kick.
Right. You just fight dirty. Like, kick to the groin.
It looks so ridiculous to see them throwing punches. They got on face guards, helmets, and guardian caps. What are we doing? They might as well go out there, hey, I got a beef with you. Let's play Rock'em Sock'em Robots. You know, like, what are we doing?
Put on Hulk hands, too?
Yeah, why not? Why not? This is stupid. Dan Campbell. I'm just a little shocked that Dan Campbell he's the one. He's just like, man, I'm trying to practice. We're not for fighting. This is the same man who at his introductory press conference was telling everybody about biting off kneecaps and choking people out. Listen to what he said in his introductory press conference. What happened to this guy?
This team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth. All right. And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up, and on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up, and then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down, all right? And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing.
Oh, come on. What happened? Hickey, what happened to that guy? He had a little bit of success, and now all of that is gone?
I guess so. Yeah, I'm shocked to hear that he was not for the fights.
Come on. Mr. Bite some kneecaps off. Like, what? Come on, man. I guess he's less of a violent Dan and more of a gambling one. All right. Let's see how this works out for the Lions as the season continues on. 855-212. Oh, my goodness. Is this guy, Hickey, did this guy, he got raised, did he get abducted by aliens and get dropped off? This guy from Texas, Simeon?
I think so. I think the aliens have brought him back, and I think he should be there ready to go this time. Right, no alien invasion.
Let's see. Simeon from Texas, you're on the JR Sport Re-Show. Are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. I accidentally had mute on.
What? Okay. Now, I know the aliens didn't take you because you would probably ask for candy and stuff. What's on your mind, Simeon?
I was wondering what you think about the Texans, what they need to become a Super Bowl caliber team.
Nothing but experience, Simeon. They picked up some last year unexpectedly. Let's see if they have the same success running into a sophomore season. They have tons of talent. They brought in a Stephon Diggs. A C.J. Stroud is moving into a second year. D'Amico Ryans is moving into a second year. Not a lot of people pay attention to Will Anderson. I mean, we've talked about the Texans quite a bit. The only thing stopping and slowing them down is the competition. And sometimes you have to go against the competition that's been around longer than you. Teams like the Ravens that eliminated him, you know, teams like the Bills, the Chiefs. Sometimes you got to go through the fire before you can walk through and win. So the only thing stopping them is the opposition. They just got to keep on growing.
And In week 11, we're playing the Cowboys. Who's okay. winning?
Oh, Simeon, if I don't want to think about week 11, okay? Just flip a coin and call me back in November, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Simeon. Appreciate you. Take solace in the fact that the Texans are expected to be better than the Cowboys, all right? Who's winning? I can't answer that right now, Simeon. I'm just glad that his phone worked. And Hickey, I know the aliens wouldn't take him because he's a younger guy. He's going to ask, what do younger people ask for? He's going to want to go to, what, McDonald's or something?
That or candy. Speaking of which, did you see what the Cardinals rolled out today?
Which ones?
The Arizona Cardinals.
They did what?
They rolled out a candy burrito. It is a cotton candy, we'll say, flour tortilla-ish thing.
Wait.
With candy shoved in there.
Wait. Tell me about this monstrosity. This sounds like a dentist dream. We'll get into this on the other side. Speaking of a dream, Charles Barkley is coming back. He's not retiring. And then we'll talk to Adam Rittenberg from ESPN. We'll talk some college football. And this contraption that Hickey's talking about, a burrito with candy, what?
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team and three-time gold medalist, two-time World Cup champion, and part of the 99 team that won the Women's World Cup, igniting passion for soccer everywhere. And like Amazon Prime, I'm a lot of things beyond what I'm best known for. I'm a girl mom to two teenagers, a dog mom too, an entrepreneur, a TV commentator, and I use my Prime membership pretty much every day for so many things. I am known for being quick and crafty on the soccer field, and I am definitely crafty at home, especially digging in with the girls' school projects. And I rely on Amazon Prime to have what we need and get it to us with the speed I am used to. With every change of season, I love to decorate our home. And where do I get ideas and the goods? Prime, of course. Not to mention with all the great streaming options, it's a total gold medal experience. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into. That's amazon.com/prime.